Chapter 9. Thus all Israel was inscribed in its family records, which are recorded in the book of the kings of Israel. Now Judah had been carried in captivity to Babylon, because of its rebellion. The first to settle again in their cities and dwell there were certainly Israelites, the priests, the Levites, and the temple slaves. Jerusalemites. In Jerusalem lived Judahites and Benjaminites, also Ephraimites and Manassehites. Among the Judahites was Uthai, son of Anihud, son of Omri, son of Imri, son of Bani, one of the descendants of Perez, son of Judah. Among the Shelonites were Ahaziah, the firstborn, and his sons. Among the Zerahites were Jeuel and 690 of their brethren. Among the Benjaminites were Salu, son of Meshulam, son of Hodaviah, son of Hasanua, Ibniah, son of Jeroham, Elah, son of Uzi, son of Mikri, Meshulam, son of Shephatiah, son of Ruel, son of Ibnijah. Their kindred of various families were 956. All those named were heads of their ancestral houses. Among the priests were Jediah, Jehoiarib, Jachin, Azariah, son of Hilkiah, son of Meshulam, son of Zadok, son of Merioth, son of Ahitub, the ruler of the house of God. Adiah, son of Jeroham, son of Pashur, son of Malkijah, Maasai, son of Adiel, son of Jazira, son of Meshulam, son of Meshulameth, son of Imah. Their brethren, heads of their ancestral houses, were 1,760, valiant for the work of the service of the house of God. Among the Levites were Shemaiah, son of Hashub, son of Azrikam, son of Hashabiah, one of the descendants of Merari. Bakbakar, Heresh, Galal, Mataniah, son of Micah, son of Zikri, a descendant of Asaph. Obadiah, son of Shemaiah, son of Galal, a descendant of Jeduthun, and Bechariah, son of Asa, son of Elkanah, whose family lived in the villages of the Netophathites. The gatekeepers were Shallum, Akub, Talmon, Ahiman, and their brethren. Shallum was the chief. Previously, they had stood guard at the king's gate on the east side. Now they became gatekeepers for the encampments of the Levites. Shallum, son of Kore, son of Ebiasaph, a descendant of Korah, and his brethren of the same ancestral house of the Korahites, had as their assigned task the guarding of the threshold of the tent, just as their fathers had guarded the entrance to the encampment of the Lord. Phinehas, son of Eleazar, had been their chief in times past. The Lord be with him. Zechariah, son of Meshelemiah, guarded the gate of the meeting tent. In all, those who were chosen for gatekeepers at the threshold were 212. They were inscribed in the family records of their villages. David and Samuel the seer had established them in their position of trust. Thus they and their sons kept guard over the gates of the house of the Lord, the house which was then a tent. The gatekeepers were stationed at the four sides, to the east, the west, the north, and the south. Their kinsmen, who lived in their own villages, took turns in assisting them for seven-day periods, while the four chief gatekeepers were on constant duty. These were the Levites, who also had charge of the chambers and treasures of the house of God. At night, they lodged about the house of God, for it was in their charge, and they had the duty of opening it each morning. Some of them had charge of the liturgical equipment, tallying it as it was brought in and taken out. Others were appointed to take care of the utensils and all the sacred vessels, as well as the fine flour, the wine, the oil, the frankincense, and the spices. It was the sons of priests, however, who mixed the spiced ointments. Mattathiah, one of the Levites, the firstborn of Shallum the Korahite, was entrusted with preparing the cakes. Benaiah, the Kohathite, one of their brethren, was in charge of setting out the showbread each Sabbath. These were the chanters and the gatekeepers, family heads over the Levites. They stayed in the chambers when free of duty, for day and night they had to be ready for service. These were the Levitical family heads over their kindred, chiefs who dwelt in Jerusalem. The History of David. Genealogy of Saul. In Gibeon dwelt Jael, the founder of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maacah. His firstborn son was Abdon. Then came Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth became the father of Shimeam. These two, with their brethren, dwelt opposite their brethren in Jerusalem. Ner became the father of Kish, and Kish became the father of Saul. Saul became the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan was Meribbaal, and Meribbaal became the father of Micah. The sons of Micah were Pithon, Melech, Tareah, and Ahaz. Ahaz became the father of Jehoiada, and Jehoiada became the father of Alameth, Azmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri became the father of Mozar. Mozar became the father of Benaiah, whose son was Raphiah, whose son was Eleazar, whose son was Azel. Azel had six sons, whose names were Azricam, his firstborn, Ishmael, Sheariah, Azariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel.